with COVID-19 related shutdowns, leading to a sharp spike in national unemployment claims and a steep economic downturn. Most are pessimistic about the nature of business during the pandemic. But Berkshire County businessman David Morazy, president and CEO of North Adams-based Morazy & Associates, sees opportunity in the crisis. Between his ventures in restaurants, construction, and real estate, including the NORAD Mill business complex that Morazy renovated and leased himself, he employs a staff of around 100. Speaking with WAMC, he explains how the Great Recession of 2008 helped form his approach to business, as well as why he thinks Northern Berkshire County is due for a post-pandemic demographic shift.
It wasn't as drastic as we first thought it was going to be. We have a wide variety of both residential and commercial lease properties, and obviously the one that we're most known for as of recent is the NORAD Mill, with over 52 tenants here. And actually what we saw when things first started to go downhill was tenants were starting to pay in advance a little. And we made sure to communicate with our tenants right away and give them a little comfort by saying that if circumstances change and you're not able to pay rent, then we will address each tenant's situation individually and defer rents and extend the leases out. And fortunately, we've only had about 3 or 4 tenants at this point that have had to utilize that service.
I'm interested, as a business owner and someone who develops properties in the Berkshires, mm-hmm. what is your forecast like for the pandemic? There's been a lot of doomsday talk about the economic impact of it. What's your take on it?
I'm an optimist. I am very optimistic. I've actually been quite the cheerleader recently discussing with other business owners and trying to keep them positive. I see nothing but potential. I see nothing but opportunity. I learned my lessons in business from the economic downturn back in 2008, at which point I diversified my business to meet what we recognized as new demands after as the recovery period started. And I have been for almost 2 months now, whether it's in our weekly newsletters to all our employees or what have you, just cheerleading and rallying, because I see nothing but opportunity and then coming out of this. Yes, we are starting to witness some more drastic economic impacts on top of what we've already witnessed. I mean, my goodness, 30 million people unemployed in the U.S., that's unfathomable. But I see this as an opportunistic time for business owners, big and small, developers.
So let me ask you that. What opportunities do you see opening up during this time that might lead to a slightly more, a brighter vision of the business of tomorrow?
Well, you know, a few people have asked me that. And some of those opportunities at this point, I can't even tell you, because those opportunities, what those opportunities are going to be dictated in the coming weeks and months ahead. From the housing standpoint, I see Berkshire County specifically is going to see a change in the demographics of housing around here. I see that we're going to realize an uptick in the number of people perhaps looking to locate to the Berkshires. Southern Berkshire County has always been a hotbed of, you know, as I would say, quote-unquote, city folk. We believe in my company that we're going to see that here in the North Berkshires. And taking a step beyond that, we already are fielding numerous calls each week from people right out of Manhattan, Brooklyn, et cetera, looking to not just get a rental, but to actually relocate permanently to the North Berkshires. So big opportunity, I believe, in housing, which fortunately for us is our 3-year goal now, which we announced last year. So we're working on a lot of new housing here in the area.
As a business owner, I'm interested in the efforts the federal government has made to assuage some of the fears of folks like you and the state as well. What have those efforts been like? Are they giving you the support that you need to continue doing business in the Berkshires?
So with the federal government, I mean, obviously the big one, the stuff that's, I mean, if you went back 6 months ago and you said, hey, in 6 months from now, the government is going to come out with these crazy, unfathomable stimulus packages, they would have thought you were crazy. Well, we've come out in the last 30 days or so with the relief packages have been helpful. I will say, you know, with all our businesses, 4 of our businesses took advantage of the PPP program. Which, hey, how great to continue to have our payroll costs for 8 weeks covered so that we may use some of that realized savings and our other budget line items to cover perhaps some of the shortfalls that we've experienced in the last month or so. Case in point, not realizing full revenue on some of our properties in terms of rental income. On the state side, I think they've got their work cut out for them, and we're anxiously awaiting to see what happens. Where I'm concerned on the state side, I'm concerned more on the small town government, city government, in particular North Adams. There needs to be some aid forthcoming, and I think we need to start focusing on small town city governments and ensuring the health for them to start meeting the needs for when things return to, quote, normal.
So at this point, what's the next thing on your agenda that you think needs to be focused on to keep economic forecasts higher than they're generally being expressed right now?
Well, this no doubt has been a game changer. This has been a game changer for every business, every sector of business, public health. Again, there's going to be new policies and procedures that are rolled out as a result of this pandemic. I've got a feel for the pulse of all that because we're looking to see, well, you know, what are opportunities going to be? Maybe there's going to be the opportunity for these public health clinics, satellite locations at various locations throughout the county where, you know, that's going to be of opportunity to landlords and developers, et cetera. With my own business, as the captain of the ship, as I put it, with all our different sectors, we just had a communication go out to all our sales associates this morning in our real estate sales division saying, look, we need to meet next week. We need to start planning now because we're going to see a different approach to real estate sales. We're going to see a different demographic now starting to reach out to us, and we want to make sure that we're at the top, both from a marketing standpoint and a standpoint of reaching out to these people that are perhaps going to be looking to either change their housing situation or come and perhaps, you know, buy some homes here, as well as ensuring that, you know, we're meeting the needs of the people that are already here and helping them change their housing situation as may be needed, whether they want to go to a bigger house or downsize.